When my brother and I were playing the bar gigs before the dirt band started, well, about a half of our music was Jimmy Martin music. I just wanted to meet the guy someday. Never thought I would. Never thought I would. Wanted to. And the fiddle players on those albums, all those bluegrass albums. Well, when I asked Earl Scruggs if he found the fiddle players to handle the Circle album, he said, I found one man. His name's Vassar Clemons. And I asked him, well, can he handle it all? And Earl just said, he'll do. I didn't realize I'd been hearing Vassar on most of the bluegrass albums I had. He was used every time somebody could get him. And Roy Acuff, that was set up by Earl Scruggs. Maybelle Carter was brought in line by Louise. She helped get Jimmy Martin, too. And Norman Blake, Bill enlisted him, and it just came together. It was a wonderful thing. From the time that I asked Earl Scruggs if he'd record with us till when we started recording, it was only 7 weeks. And in that time, the band had about 20 shows to do out on the road, running around in a bus, which we did. And got to Nashville, started rehearsing, and started recording. I think it was August 6th. We recorded for 6 days, 2-track, and we were done. The album was done. It was 2-track. We'd play a song. It was right. First take, perfect. Next, some days we only recorded really actively for 4 or 5 hours. Once you do a first take right, it's only... Like the old saying, how long does it take to make a hit record? Well, it's only supposed to take about 3 minutes if you know the song. Well, these people knew their songs, and we caught up with them just in time. So time went on, and Uncle Charlie kept doing well, and Stars and Stripes album, a live album, came out. The Circle album chugged along, and in about 3 years, it became gold. It's now multi-platinum. And around 1977, the Soviet Union was committed to bringing in an American group to the Soviet Union in exchange for various artistic acts that the United States had brought here from Russia. They went and looked at a whole bunch of groups, and they ended up coming to see us 4 times and decided Nitty Gritty Dirt Band was who they would bring to represent American music. We took a female singer, Jan Garrett, with us to cover the, maybe you could call it the Linda Ronstadt and jazz kind of singing. And it was a great time. 28 shows, sold out. We were told it was a game changer. It made history because American music was being heard by Americans for the first time in 5 cities, 28 shows. It was country rock, country. Classic country, did some old songs, did a Chuck Berry song, even did the song Georgia that Jan sang. They thought it was about Soviet Georgia, so they liked it. And we never played, really, directly to trends. We tried to find music that we could do. Sometimes it was easier to play a song that you could play than to try to learn something that was really, really hard. I think our biggest failures might have been on the things that we tried the hardest with. By failure, I mean the least commercially successful. Also for me, the least artistically successful would sometimes be something that you spent a lot of time, work on it, and just, it didn't flow naturally. So I guess it didn't flow into the ears of people.